John chapter 4. When therefore the master knew how the Pharisees had heard that Yeshua made and baptized more disciples than John, though Yeshua himself did not baptize, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again to Galilee, and he must needs go through Samaria. Then comes he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Yeshua, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat there against the well, and it was about the sixth hour, and there comes a woman of Samaria to draw water. Yeshua says to her, "Give me to drink," for his disciples were gone away into the city to buy food. Then says the woman of Samaria to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask to drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans." And Yeshua answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of Yahweh, and who it is that says to you, 'Give me to drink,' you would have asked of him, and he would have given you living water." And the woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From where then have you that which you can draw living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle?" Yeshua answered and said to her, "Whosoever drinks of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinks of the water that I give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, so that I do not thirst, neither come here to draw." Yeshua said to her, "Go, call your husband and come here." The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Yeshua said to her, "You have well said, 'I have no husband.' For you have had five husbands, and he whom you now have is not your husband. In that you do say truly." The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship." Yeshua said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour comes when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship, you do not know what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour comes, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeks such to worship him. Yahweh is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." The woman said to him, "I know that the anointed is coming, which is called the Messiah. When he is come, he will tell us all things." Yeshua said to her, "I that speak to you am he." And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, "What do you seek?" or "Why are you talking with her?" The woman left her water pot there and went her way into the city and said to the men, "Come, see a man which told me all the things that ever I did. Is not this the Messiah?" Then they went out of the city and came to him. In the meanwhile, his disciples begged of him, saying, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat that you do not know of." Therefore said the disciples one to another, "Has anyone brought him anything to eat?" Yeshua said to them, "My food is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say, 'There are yet 4 months, and then comes harvest'? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reaps receives wages, and gathers fruit to life everlasting, that both he that sows and he that reaps may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, 'One sows and another reaps.' I sent you to reap that whereupon you bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and you are entered into their labors." And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the sayings of the woman which testified, "He told me all that ever I did." So when the Samaritans were come to him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word, and said to the woman, "Now we believe, not because of your saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Messiah, the Savior of the world." Now after 2 days he departed from there and went to Galilee. For Yeshua himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his own country. Then when he was come to Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things that he did at Jerusalem at the feast, for they also went to the feast. So Yeshua came again to Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Yeshua was come out of Judea to Galilee, he went to him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then said Yeshua to him, "Except you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The nobleman said to him, "Sir, come down, lest my child die." Yeshua said to him, "Go your way, your son lives." And the man believed the word that Yeshua had spoken to him, and he went his way. And he was now going down. His servants met him and told him, saying, "Your son lives." Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend. And they said to him, "Yesterday, at the seventh hour, the fever left him." So the father knew that it was at the same hour in the which Yeshua said to him, "Your son lives," and himself believed, and his whole house. This is again the second miracle that Yeshua did when he was come out of Judea to Galilee. End of chapter.